Hey guys, you are listening to Mama Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan. This is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, talk about the behind the scenes of our lives, and connect. I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends, and you have hopped into segment two of a series that I'm calling Fall into Creativity, and I hope that you have listened to the introduction of this before you're listening to this. But either way, you'll be able to figure it out. But the introduction really does put some why I did this and what I want to have happen with it. And I think it's around 10 minutes. So no big deal. And this is not replacing our normal episodes. I want to make sure that's clear. Our normal episodes of interviewing women who are raising kids with special needs or an expert in the field or just chatting on a topic, that is still happening. But I put all of these segments out at once so that you could go through at your own pace. And segment one was really fun, and you'll have to hop back and listen to that one. I don't want to give it away what people are doing, but I really cannot wait to see those pictures. The pictures of what they made. It's not a picture, but you'll see. Segment two, here we go. Are you ready? And like I said before, these are simple, quick things. If you have been following me for any amount of time, you know how much I appreciate art and creativity. I have a pottery studio here at the house. It's just for me. It's not for me to even show people. It's just for me to create things. And that may be a slightly bigger project than you may be interested in at the moment. But I think in this world of special needs parenting, finding something to get our brains slowing down, to get ourselves out of our own headspace is just really important and something that feels like fun. So I made this list that are easy, low resources. Here we go. So segment two. Segment two is find something in your house that you can repaint. This may be as small as a picture frame. It might be a pumpkin that you have at the house right now. It may be a cabinet. It may be a room, but I would almost encourage you to not do that because that can feel like a big task unless that's something that you just really love doing. Maybe an accent wall, you know, that might be a little lower threshold of energy needed, but something small that you can repaint. And when I say paint, you may have paint left over from painting a wall. Like I said, you may have paint, your kids paint, the Crayola sets, that's fine. You don't need to go out and grab something. I've seen some really cool projects done with nail polish. So whatever kind of paint you have in the house, start there and then see what you can do. I tell you what, I have a mirror that used to sit above our mantle and I would repaint the frame of that mirror every season. I loved painting it a whole new color. Like, what would it look like bright orange? What would it look like chalkboard paint? I did that once. And then I would write things, you know, on the side. Like if it was Thanksgiving, I would write a little, you know, quote about being grateful or whatever. What else have I repainted? I've repainted. Okay, here's how small it can get. Do you have clothespins? Do you have anything like that? Clothespins, like the wooden clothespins in your house? One time I walked into a family gathering and there were clothespins on the table with paint and glitter and glue. And it was just sitting there. It wasn't like everyone sit down and grab a clothespin. It was just there if you felt like it. Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you. I went into this like meditative trance sitting there taking paint, painting clothespins. And then they had magnets as well. So I would glue a magnet to the back and know, oh my gosh, this is where I can put my to-do list, or this is where, you know, and you don't have to worry about the magnets. You could use it as a chip clip. That was, maybe 9 years ago, and I'm still using them on my refrigerator. So it can be very small, but find something to repaint in your house. It could be a flower pot. It could be a pencil holder. It could be here's a good one. Do you have a painting in your house? Not a nice one, but something maybe that you bought at a store a long time ago. It's commercial. It was for cheap. You know, you're not going to just, it's not something you're going to pass down. Paint over the canvas. What? I have a friend who is an artist and an art teacher. She would do this all the time. She was like, it's the canvas is worth more than the picture. I'm just going to throw the picture out. She'd paint over the picture. And you can get that really heavy white acrylic paint to start with. Or, you know, I don't know if it's acrylic, but you know what I'm talking about. The heavy paint that you put on first, like a primer, and then go from there. What I love to do is just swirl colors together on a paper plate and then just paint canvases. I have a closet full of canvases. And most of the time, I look at it, I love it, I let it dry, I put it right back in the closet and redo it later. It's the process. Now, if I really love it, sure, I'll hang it up and I'll keep it around as a piece of art. But remember, we're looking for the process, the fun of it, not the perfection. And tag me in your creations. Tag me in your creations. And if you haven't listened to segment one, go back, listen to that. And I can't wait to see what you are creating. All right. Thanks for being here, friends. Tag me at Mary Susan McConnell on Instagram or on Facebook. Make sure on Facebook you're tagging the public page, not the private page. I really don't look at my private page ever. And Godspeed, friends. I will speak with you soon in segment three.